Welcome friends, and I'm Professor Pranav Bhatia, and today we'll be studying about stock management. Overview of stock warehouse operations. So every store has stocks. They get stocks from warehouse, they get stocks from vendors directly, and all these movements needs to be tracked. How they are delivering the store, how they are delivering the stocks, are the stocks getting inverted, are they going on floor on time. So all this comes under the warehouse operations, and hence overview of a stock and hence overview of store warehouse operations is very important. Stock movement in retail stores primarily occurs through warehouse, often located at the back of store or in the basement. Stock movement in the retail stores primarily occurs through the warehouse, often located at the back of store or in the basement. So depending upon the store layout, if it's a bigger store, then they would have a warehouse in a basement, or if it's a standalone store, it would have a warehouse at the back of the backside of the store. So the stock movement happens from the warehouse to the floor, and definitely there are SOPs, there are procedures which needs to be followed by the warehouse team as well as the floor team. The warehouse receives products from company through distribution center or directly from vendors, inspects them for correctness and quality, and moves them to the store for stacking and display. So certain stores will get delivery from the distribution center, which would be in a part of a city, and certain times the store will get direct deliveries from the vendors. So when these stocks are received, the stocks needs to be inverted. The proper bill needs to be checked, the challans need to be checked, the quantities need to be counted, and once these stocks are inverted, it needs to be ensured that it goes on floor depending upon the shelf availability on the shelves as well. So certain products, maybe frozen products and certain ice creams, certain categories which need special refrigerated vans can be delivered directly at the store, because sending it to the distribution center and from there distributing to the store might need a longer route, as well as it might not be good for the shelf life of that particular product. So there are permutation and combination with regards to the store, how they get stocks. So they might get it from DC or they might get it from the vendors directly. Normally the distribution centers are located outside a main city, and they are the ones who cater to a specific area. So this is how the DC operates. Similarly, certain vendors will deliver directly to the store, and the store warehouse person needs to check the challan, they need to check the quantity, and they need to check the price. What was the price decided by the buying team? And once everything is perfect, the store warehouse person will take the stock in his control, and they will sign and stamp the challan received by the vendor or from the distribution team. Excess stocks are stored in warehouse for replenishment, and reverse logistics from store to vendor or DC are routed through the warehouse with proper documentation. So it can happen that there is a planogram available with the store, and the store needs particular number of detergents to be stacked. In case if it's the DC team has sent extra stocks or the vendor has delivered extra stocks, then those additional stocks are sent back, it's returned, and this is done by doing proper documentation. So the return process also can be done at the store warehouse level after doing all the proper documentation as well. Warehouse operations and functions. So what are the various operations the store warehouse does, what are the different functions they do? So one is the receiving the stock. So the stocks received from the DC or vendors are inspected for correctness, quality, and documented appropriately. So as I've explained it earlier, once the stocks come into the warehouse from the DC distribution center, there is a store warehouse in charge or a store warehouse manager who would have a team of different 3 to 4 people depending upon the store size. So if it's a bigger store, they would have 10 to 15 people. So this staff will verify the stocks, they will physically count it, they will cross check with the challan, and once everything is proper, they will do the inverting part. They will ensure that whatever the software is used, whether it's an ERP or any other store where the software is used, they will punch in those quantities and they will invert those quantities, and they will inform the department manager to ensure that this stocks goes on floor on time and there are no stockouts on the floor. Stock flow through: many stocks are moved directly to sales floor while excess stocks are stored in warehouse for future replenishment. So as I said, there is a planogram and there is a shelf capacity for each and every product, and the department manager, so if a particular bay has requirement of 20 pieces, then the department manager will ensure those 20 pieces are stacked over there, thereby giving a good look and feel for the customers. Similarly, if they have received 50, remaining 30 will be kept in the back stock. Now here also the FIFO is followed, first in, first out. The department manager needs to ensure that the old stock is kept in front and the new stock is kept at the back. So then when a customer picks up, he picks the products which has come earlier, and thereby FIFO is followed. And regular replenishment needs to be done. So the store, the shelf capacity is 20, 10 pieces sold. So what the department manager, the team will do, they will keep additional 10, ensuring the product shelf is to have 20 in display. Remaining 30 is kept in the warehouse, and as and when any one or two product is sold, they will replenish it. Thereby ensuring the shelves are full 100% of time, there are no stockouts, there is no customer dissatisfaction, and there is a good flow movement of the stocks as well. Put away excess stocks is stored in the warehouse with proper labeling for quick retrieval and protection from pest. So just coming to the same example, those 30 pieces which are excess are kept with a label, they are kept in a carton with proper labeling, so that when the replenishment happens, the staff knows where that particular stock, the warehouse staff as well as the store staff knows where that stock is kept. Immediately they will remove the carton, take the replenishment, go back on the floor and stack it. So this is done to prevent, again, from protection also from the pest. Stock returns: product return from store are checked, either return to DC or vendor with necessary documents filed. So there are products which are bought on returnable basis from the vendor. There is an agreement by the buying team and the buying team that in case the products are not sold, the vendor will take it back. So it can happen that there are returns. So all those returns are accounted. It is the store returns are initiated by the DM or the store team. The stocks are bought into the warehouse. The DC team is informed well in advance. The TC team will send the truck, and the outward is done. The system entry is done that, okay, this 50 pieces needs to be returned to the DC, and definitely they will make a challan. The DC person will count the stocks. They will load the stocks in the truck. They will sign and stamp on the challan. So this is with regards to the DC returns. Similarly, when a vendor comes to the store and the products needs to be returned, then the same process is followed. The stocks are moved from the floor to the warehouse. The supplier vendors person will count those stocks. They will physically check the quality and quantity of the stocks. And once satisfied, they will put the challan is generated and they sign and stamp on that challan. So that is with regards to the stock returns, whether it's a DC return or whether it's a vendor return. That's how stock returns is happening. Damages: non-returnable or damaged products are disposed of according to trade terms with proper approval and documentation. So it can happen that there are certain non-returnable products which has been purchased and those cannot be returned. Hence, a necessary approval is taken from the back-end team or the buyers. And in case those products are damaged, definitely it needs to be disposed as per the SOP. So once the approval is taken from the buying team, that is with regard to the trade terms. So the approval is taken from the buying team, and then the store manager gives green signal for disposing damaged products. That is one way. But again, proper documentation needs to be done. Once the approval is done and once it's disposed, a detailed record is maintained so for the audit purpose. So as and when any damage is disposed, damaged products are disposed, it will have proper SOP, and a lot of documentation needs to be done, which should be available for scrutiny during the audit purpose. During the audits, scrap sales: products suitable for scrap are coordinated. Products suitable for scrap are coordinated with scrap dealers for sale, generating additional income. So normally a store receives a lot of cartons, paper cartons and other products as well. And there are other products also, which could be, there are other damaged products which could be salvaged. So it could be sold in scrap, and thereby again here also the approvals are sorted. The scrap vendor is also fixed by the head office or by the commercial regional commercial team, and wherever some damaged products which could be salvaged, which could be sold as scrap, is done, and that's why generating additional revenue or additional income for that store. Receiving stock from the company DC. Stock from the company DC arrive in sealed vehicles accompanied by stock transfer order detailing the products and quantities. So when receiving stocks from distribution center, the truck comes into a seal, their cartons are sealed, and there's a stock transfer order. There's a document called stock transfer order, STO, which is the short form, which will have all the details of the quantities and the products mentioned in the STO. Upon arrival, once the truck reaches the warehouse, the security guard checks the vehicle seal, whether it's tampered or whether it's intact, and then the warehouse executive verifies the cartons and bins against the documents. So the truck has entered the store warehouse. The security guard checks the seal. So every truck is sealed and they check whether there was no tampering. So once there was no tampering, the seal is broken, the lock is opened. The warehouse executive will verify the number of cartons against the stock transfer order. So the stock transfer order says there would be 10 cartons. So it will check the 10 cartons. They will check whether all those cartons are sealed and there is no damage on it. Cartons are unpacked, products are scanned for quantity and quality, and any discrepancies are noted. So once the warehouse person has checked the number of cartons which are intact, where are no damages, those cartons are unloaded and taken into warehouse. The warehouse person will quickly unpack, open the cartons, and they will start scanning the products. And in case if there is any discrepancies in the quantity, then it is definitely noted over there and there immediately. Verified products are entered into system with a transfer in process, and documents are signed, stamped, and sent back to DC with driver. So once all the cartons are counted, it's verified, everything is scanned, and they are entered into system with a transfer in the process. So once this, once the warehouse person acknowledges, yes, definitely the stocks are in correct quantities. So normally when this documentation done, there's an outward done from the DC, and till the time it's not inverted, the stocks will lie into stock in transit mode. So once it's inverted over here, the circle is completed. So there's an outward, there's an inward, and therefore there is no stock in transit. So that is in case in certain organization calls this transfer in process. So this transfer in process gets completed. There's an outward, there's an inward. And once the inverting is done, the signed copy is sent back to the DC with driver. If any products needs to be returned, this done in the same vehicle for creating a stock transfer document with copy file at the warehouse. So what happens once the DC sends a vehicle with the fresh stock and the truck is empty now? But again, if the store has to send certain products on returnable basis or which are not needed, then again a stock transfer notice prepared at the store level. The same process is followed. The truck person, the person driving the truck, there would be a person in the vehicle as well. From the DC, he will check all the product, all the cartons. He will cross-check against the stock transfer order, number of cartons, number of pieces, and once it's packed and sealed, it's loaded, and the vehicle is sealed again. And that's how the return process happens from the warehouse to the DC. Receiving stock from vendors. Now we will see what process is being followed while issuing stocks from the vendor. Stocks from the vendors arrive with a purchase order, PO, invoice, and delivery challan. So normally when a buying team from the head office, when they buy from the vendor, they issue a purchase order, which is called a PO. So the vendor, once while delivering products directly at store level, they need to have a copy of the PO, they need to have a copy of invoice, and there has to be a delivery challan. So these three documents are mandatory while receiving products directly from the vendor at the store level. The warehouse executive verifies the quantity against the invoice and delivery challan, signs the delivery challan if correct, and prepares a good received note, GRN, in the system. So again, once the stocks are received, the warehouse person will check the PO. they will check the invoice, the rates, they will cross-check the rates at which the store head office team has shared the rates with them. They will check the invoice, they will check the challan, and once everything is okay, they will invert the stocks and they will issue a goods received note, which is called GRN. They will generate the GRN and they will take a printout. If a products need to be returned, this is done in same vehicle, creating a good return memo document with copy filed at warehouse. So same process with regards to the stock returns, which is done with DC. The same process is followed here also. When the vendor's vehicle has come, in case there are certain product which needs to be returned, again there is a good return memo document which is generated and there is a copy is filed at warehouse. Upon receiving the PO, invoice and delivery challan, the warehouse executive checks for discrepancies or damages and notifies the store buyer or relevant personnel if necessary. So what happens is when the stocks are received and the PO is received, the warehouse person does a physical check. And in case if there are any discrepancies, then definitely that has to be communicated to the buyer or to the relevant personnel via email or via call, whatever it is possible, what was mentioned in the SOP, that needs to be done. After verifying the quantity and quality of received stock, the warehouse executive ensures that they are stored in appropriate locations within warehouse to facilitate efficient retrieval and replenishment processes. So what happens then? Everything is perfect. The cartons are sealed. There's no damages. The quantity is perfect. The quantity is as per the PO. And what happens once this everything is done? They keep it in a warehouse. So there are shelves available in the warehouse, and the areas for food and non-food are bifurcated. And definitely, what happens is when they verify, when they keep these stocks, they ensure that it's available. It can be retrieved. If effectively, as and when there is replenishment needs to be done, and that's what is the role of the stock warehouse person. Product availability importance. So as and when we have seen in the store operations that a product needs to be available at any given point of time, whether it is food, non-food, or it's a general merchandise product, that plays a very important role with regards to the customer service point of view. So product availability is very crucial for customer satisfaction in retail stores, and we have seen the marketing piece that right product needs to be available at the right price and the right person needs to be available. Product also plays a very important role with regards to the loyalty of the customer as well as getting a repeat business. So what happens when a customer doesn't find a desired product that leads to dissatisfaction and negative perceptions? So what happens is when a customer walks in the store and he sees the shelves are empty or the product are not available, that first thing would lead to a dissatisfaction. Second, there would be a perception that the store is not doing well. Maybe the store doesn't have money to buy stocks, and this leads to a negative perceptions. So it is very important for the assistant department manager or department manager, the floor manager, the floor supervisor, to ensure that there are no stockouts at any given point of time. Regular availability requires proactive sourcing and replenishment by buyer. So what happens to ensure regular availability? There has to be a proactive sourcing and replenishment by the buyer as well. So what happens is the buying team as well as the store team needs to be proactive in ordering and sourcing. So in case if the shelf has capacity of 20, and once the stock reaches to a certain level, maybe if 7 stocks are sold and only 13 quantities are left, then ordering needs to be done accordingly, because the vendor will also take time, or the DC will also take time to supply those product. So definitely here the buying team has to be proactive immediately, or even the store team needs to be proactive in case of buying, in case of replenishment of the stocks. So regular availability is the responsibility of front end as well as back end, both the teams. Auto replenishment software system helps optimize stock levels and prevent stock out. So certain organization have used auto replenishment software where it automatically generates a PO in case the stock reaches to a level. So this is done to prevent stock outs. So how an automated replenishment system, which is called ARS, works is in case if there is a shelf capacity of 25 and if the stock level reaches 13, it will automatically generate a PO and it will ask, it will do a prompt, and therefore it will ask the team to raise a PO to the vendor or to the DC to ask to remove, to send the stocks to the stores. Ensuring accurate stock data and adherence to processes minimizes stock variances and delays in product availability. So what happens is when the stocks are inverted, definitely the warehouse person needs to ensure that accurate stock data is inverted so that there are no stock variances, and there is definitely, it doesn't result into stock stockouts. Similarly, when the cashier is also doing billing, he or she needs to ensure that they are scanning proper variants. In case a product has different variants, then they need to scan each and every product so that there is no stock variance. Because what happens if, in case if there is a stock variance, the ordering will go for a toss. So once the ordering goes for a toss, again it will result into stockouts. Maybe it can happen that certain stocks which are available in the store will be ordered again, thereby leading to excess stocks. It can also happen that the stocks which are required are not ordered, resulting into no stocks or resulting into stockouts, which will again create dissatisfied customers. Auto replenishment software systems. Auto replenishment systems study stock status, sales history, and supply lead time. So certain organizations have started using auto replenishment software, which tells them that, which gives them a real stock status, what is the sales history, and what would be the supply lead time, how much time would the supplier will take to supply those stocks. They calculate the price, they calculate and place replenishment orders in advance to maintain optimal stock levels. So when these triggers are received, the buying team will place the replenishment order well in advance to ensure that there are optimal stock levels are maintained. Stock safety stock is built in prevent stockouts even in case of delays. So they will always ensure that there are some buffer stock available. In case if there are delays, it will ensure that there are no stockout at all. So they would definitely keep certain stocks in the DC. They would there would be a commitment by the vendor as well that they will supply stocks within stipulated time. So all these things are taken proactively. The action is taken proactively. There is a safety stock which is built, and which will also calculate that even in case of delays, it will not result into any stock out. This system streamlines replenishment processes and ensure timely availability of products on the sales floor. So this automatic replenishment system ensures that the stocks are available at any given point of time, there are no stock outs. Retailers rely on auto replenishment system to optimize inventory management and to enhance customer satisfaction. So the head office and the normally the buyers, the buying team, they rely on ARS and they ensure that the inventory management is optimized, and which will result into customer satisfaction. Fill rate management. So the retailers follow fill rate management. What they do is they ensure that the stocks at supplied at a regular interval. Similarly, fill rate issues occur when vendors fail to supply products as per purchase order. So in case if a particular store has a requirement of 100 pieces of bathing soap, and if the vendor is not able to, when the vendor, the PO is issued for 100 pieces, but the vendor will supply only 80 pieces, again, this will result into fill rate issues. This will result into stockouts because the vendor is not able to supply. Similarly, what merchandisers do is merchandisers address fill rate issues by escalating concerns to vendor and key account managers. So in case if the store needs 100 pieces of bathing soap and the vendor is only able to supply 80, then the buying team, the merchandiser, will raise this fill rate issues by escalating it to the key account managers or to the vendors directly. Improving fill rate requires close collaboration between retailers and vendors. So what happens is when a departmental store has more number of suppliers and vendors, the relationship between the buying team and the vendor comes into picture. They need to collaborate. They need to work closely to ensure that the fill rate issues doesn't come up regularly. Fill rate management ensures consistent product availability and minimizing stockouts. So when fill rate management is managed appropriately and properly, it ensures it is followed consistently, then it will minimize the stockout situation. Retailer monitor fill rates closely to maintain high levels of customer satisfaction. So the buying team, the merchandising team, they keep a close eye on the fill rate ratio. They ensure, this will ensure that the customers are not dissatisfied with when they visit the store, the stock is available for them, they pick up the product, they go and do the billing. That's why it's very important for the store, it is very important for the retail team, the buying team, to keep a close eye on the fill rates as well. Escalating product availability concerns. So the store sales executive communicates stock availability concerns to the flow managers. So the sales staff, the customer service, customer associate, or a support service representative, you can say CSA or SSR, they will communicate the stock level availability to the flow manager. So there would be the staff, there would be a team leader, there would be an assistant department manager, there would be a department manager. Now, depending upon the store size, there would be different hierarchies, and when there is a stock issues, the store salesperson standing in the aisle, in the bay, or just standing outside the racks, they will check and they will communicate the stock availability concerns to the respective flow managers. The flow managers escalate issues to buyer or merchandisers for urgent intervention. So once there is a communication from the store sales team to the department manager or the flow manager, the flow manager will escalate it to the buying team or the merchandisers via email for immediate intervention. Manual intervention may be necessary to address urgent stock availability issues. So sometimes in case there are stockouts, the flow manager will speak to the DC person, or they will speak to the merchandisers buyers so that they immediately do the replenishment. So there are manual intervention also, which is followed to ensure that there are the stock availability issues are sorted out. Prompt escalation ensures timely resolution of product availability concerns. So timely escalation ensures that in case the DC person is not able to supply, there it can happen that the store team will speak to the DC for stocks, but the DC person will not help. In such cases, there needs to be an escalation, and escalation from the buying team or escalation from the store manager's cabin ensures that there are immediate resolution to that issue, and which resolves the availability concerns. Collaboration between store team and merchandising team ensure optimal availability and customer satisfaction. So the front end team and the back end team needs to work in sync. They need to work as a team, and they need to have a common goal, which is a customer centric focus, customer centric goal to help the customers. So when there is a good rapport between the store team and the merchandiser, and when there are stockout situation, maybe because of fill rate or maybe because of some other issues, when there is a good rapport between both the teams, it will ensure that there are no stockouts. The stocks are available 24/7, 365 days, thereby resulting into customer satisfaction. Understanding shrinkage. So what do you mean by shrinkage? Shrinkage is a variance between physical stock and recorded stock. So what happens is when a store receives stock, it's counted and it's inverted. So in case if there are 100 pieces of bathing soap which has been inverted, and then that stock is moved to the floor. Now chances are there could be one or two pieces which is sold. So in case if they have sold 100, out of 100 they have sold one piece, the stock level should be 99. But when there's a physical audit which happens and stock are recorded, stock count is recorded, they find they have only 98 pieces. So there is a variance of one piece. So that is the difference between the physical stock and the recorded stock is called variance. Now that particular variance could be either the product could have been sold but it's not scanned, or either it could have been stolen by a customer or by an internal staff. Anything is possible. So the shrinkage is a variance between the physical stock and the recorded stock. Shoplifting, employee theft, and administrative errors are major causes of shrinkage. So as already explained, shoplifting, a customer might do a shoplifting, employee might do a shoplifting, or it could be administrative error that when the stock came while inverting only it was 98 pieces and it was not It was 99 pieces, one product sold, but the staff entered 100 pieces. So there could be an administrative error as well. So these are the three major causes of shrinkage. In India, shoplifting and employee theft are significant contributors to retail shrinkage. So if you compare the shrinkage data compared to the world benchmark, the employee theft and shoplifting are a significant contributors with regards to the retail shrinkage as well. So what happens normally, how shrinkage happens, what are the products which usually get pilfered or which are prone to shoplifting? So if you see the example, there are small, expensive and easily transportable items are often targeted by thieves. So if you ask me the example of products which can be pilfered or which can be shoplifted easily, these items are normally small in size, they are expensive, chances are they are expensive and they are small, and it can be easily transferable. So these are the products which can be picked or put in a pocket or can be put in a bag, which can be easily moved out of the store, are the products which are targeted by the shoplifters. India faces high retail shrinkage from supplier and vendor related issues. So it is also observed that there is a stock variance and there is a shrinkage with regards to the supplier as well as the vendor related issues. So that is also one of the contributor of the variance or the shrinkage. Now we'll see what are the different types of shrinkage are. Unknown shrinkage. Employee theft involves internal staff stealing products. So definitely whenever an employee is involved in theft, they will ensure that they bypass the CCTV or they do a pilferage or shrinkage when nobody is watching. There is a way of removing stocks via the stock from different areas. So it could be a baggage counter. Theft can happen from a baggage counter, or there is a team, there is a gang of persons involved in a theft. So what happens, the person who's doing shoplifting comes in the store, the staff is involved, the staff will hand over the product to the gang member, and definitely there's a theft. So these are the reasons, these are the ways where theft can happen, where the employees involved. Shoplifting occurs when customers steal items from the store. So it can also happen that customer might pilfer products, put the product in the pockets, or definitely if they are carrying some bags, they will open the seal of bag and they will reseal it, or they will buy one product and they'll put another product in the bag as well. So these are the ways and means where shoplifting can happen, which results into the stock variance, and it definitely results into the loss for the store. When the theft happens, when the representative under supply or steal products. So it can happen, the vendor theft can happen when the PO says 100, but they pilfer one or two products and they deliver 98 or 99 pieces. That could be one of the reasons, that is one of the causes. Or they definitely supply less product, that is also called as a shrinkage. So these are the types of shrinkage which we have seen. What would be the outcome of the shrinkage? So process lapse results from error in receiving movement, storage and sales. It is also one of the reason. So when the physical stock comes and the staff is not motivated enough to work, or they just simply count randomly, and if there are errors while counting, that will result into shrinkage while receiving. While movement, it can happen from the warehouse to the store, the products might fall off or somebody might steal when the movement is happening. It can happen while storage and it can happen while sales. So these are the reasons of shrinkage. That was the reasons of unknown shrinkage. Similarly, we would move to what is known shrinkage. Documentation errors include incomplete or incorrect records for sales and returns. Billing inaccuracy occurs when the wrong SKU is billed. So known shrinkage would be documentation error when physically the count was 99, but the salesperson makes an entry of inward of 100. Definitely one piece is less, and that would result into incorrect records, and definitely it would result into the records with regards to sales and returns. Billing inaccuracy occurs when the wrong SKU is billed. So as I said, in case there are two variants with regards to potato chips, Lay's tomato and Lay's salted, and while billing the cashier is not able to scan the barcode. So the cashier, he or she manually types the SKU and they just type Lay's, and the first option while scanning the Lay's, it is a tomato flavor, but the first option comes off salted. So the cashier unknowingly punches the least salted one option, and that would result into billing inaccuracy. A wrong SKU is billed. It will create havoc with rewards. It will create issues with the, it will create variance, and it will create issues in the stock taking. So when the inverting of it was done of lays, and when the sale is done, the outward is done because of salted, definitely it will create a discrepancy, and this billing inaccuracy will result into a known shrinkage. Preventing shrinkage. So now we will be seeing how, what measures and steps needs to take for preventing shrinkages. So at operational level, what measures needs to be done? Implement strict receiving controls to prevent vendor fraud. So when the stocks received, the warehouse team, the warehouse manager needs to have a strict implementation with regards to the control. Every piece needs to be counted. So once the counters, once the cartons are unloaded, once the cartons are opened, each and every piece needs to be counted so that there is they can curb the vendor fraud. To prevent the vendor fraud, that has to be followed to 100%. Ensure complete and correct documentation for all stock movements. So moment the PO is received, the stocks are received, everything, every stock is counted, and proper entry is made in this system to ensure that the stock received are correct. When the stocks are moved from warehouse to floor, again there is proper documentation and everyone is counted, everyone is involved. Ensure that the 100 pieces are moved from warehouse to floor, the 100 pieces reach the floor, and the staff are briefed and ensure that there's a good working condition which where the staff doesn't feel temptation for shrinkage. So that needs to be adhered to. Implementation of control needs to be done at all levels. Emphasize billing accuracy and efficient scanning processes. So the head cashier needs to ensure that every day when the briefing is done with the cashiers, they are reiterated, they are told to scan the right SKU. That will ensure that there are no stockouts and there are no variants or shrinkage with regards to stocks. Conduct regular stock checks and analyze reports to identify discrepancies. So normally stock checks, stock counts are happens, there is a stock audit which also happens, but the store manager needs to conduct global counting which every day, which can be conducted on daily, weekly, monthly basis depending upon the size and the shelf capacity of the products. So global counting involves into the counting the products and randomly checking with the system inwards and checking with the system how many stocks were inverted, how many were sold, and how many are supposed to be on the floor. So regular stock checks and analyzing of reports needs to be done to identify some such discrepancies and ensure the variance is in check, the shrinkage is in control. Communicate stock check results to staff and ensure disciplinary actions for the theft. So in case if they have done a global count and number of pieces are missing, or in case if there is a theft, the results of the stock take or the stock count has to be communicated to the staff, and they need to be told that in case if they are involved, there would be disciplinary actions taken in case of theft. In case the products are missing, the staffs are told to ensure that they are keeping an eye, they are vigil, they are alert enough to prevent customer theft. And in case if they themselves are involved, then a strict disciplinary action will be taken. So all those policies related to staff shrinkage need to be communicated, reiterated time and again, and need to ensure that the staff doesn't involve into shrinkage. So these are all certain steps which needs to be taken to prevent shrinkage. Physical security measures, maintain proper stock storage, hygiene, and adhere to layout plans. So definitely physical measure needs to be adhered. So proper stocks hygiene, where they are kept in the warehouse and on floor, needs to be adhered. The store layout plans need to be checked. Use fixtures for high value items and employ security measures like CCTV surveillance. So certain products which are of high value, it could be a caser, it could be high value razors, high value chocolates, needs to be used. A fixture needs to be used which has a lock and key feature, and there when these products are stored in these fixtures, there need to be a CCTV camera surveillance to discourage the shoplifters to pilfering this products. Similarly, the lock and key system, the keys need to be with the proper person. It could be with the head cashier or it could be with someone responsible, so that the staff is also discouraged for doing a pilferage of these products. Display security signage and reinforce customer service to deter theft. So in stores, when there are CCTV camera installed, they normally put a sign saying that the store is under electronic surveillance. There could be a sign that the shoplifter will be prosecuted. There are signs that smile, you are on camera. So such signages, with the help of visual merchandising team, needs to be put across all these store to discourage the shoplifters from doing pilferage at the store, resulting into shrinkage. Implement bag deposit policies and monitor staff movement to minimize employee theft. So the staff needs to be encouraged to move in and out from the staff exit. When they exit the store, the guard needs to frisk the employee. They need to check the bags, and all this movement will ensure that there is no shrinkage from the employee level. Technology and security. So we will now see how technology and security plays an important role. Equip the store with CCTV surveillance camera and electronic tags. When we say about electronic tag, we means there are security tags. It could be a soft tag, it could be a hard tag. The soft tag are tied, are normally a type of a tags which are used, which are black in color and tied with a string. And hard tags are normally hard ones which has a pin, which are put on apparels. So the store needs to equip the store needs to be secured with CCTV surveillance. There should be cameras and there should be a monitor available to keep an eye at all the areas or the levels. Even at the warehouse, there should be CCTV cameras. Similarly, electronic tags, there should be a tag beeper at the exit. So if a customer is doing a shop pilferage, a customer is involved in the pilferage and shoplifter forgot to remove the tag, it will beep. So these are the advantages of electronic tags. Use scanners to detect tags and alert security personnel. So in case the security guard needs to be trained, if a tag beeps, what the guard needs to do. So how to remove those tags in case the customer has paid. So there should be use of technology is recommended to ensure that there are no untoward incident at the security exit gate. Utilize technology for stock scanning and inventory management. So every product has a barcode and the store team needs to use technology. So they need to have a barcode scanners, and this barcode scanners, when they scan a product, it can be the result can be shifted on a notepad or on an Excel, thereby giving a physical count versus a system count. So the system will show you that, okay, you have 100 pieces of bathing soap, and when you scan it, when you scan 100 pieces, it will tally. 100 will tally. That means your stock is perfect. Similarly, that's the reason handheld barcodes are used to ensure that the scanning is faster and it gives immediate results. So use of technology is important for inventory management as well. Security practices. So now we will see what security practices need to be done to ensure that there is less shrinkage or there is no shrinkage at all. Display anti-shoplifting signs and enforce security messages. So as I said earlier, there could be signages where it's clearly written shoplifters will be prosecuted. So here they are clearly giving, they are telling the customers that if you are caught shoplifting, there will be legal action will be taken. There would be a punishment. They would be taken. They will be punished as per the law. So there should be signages which ensures the security messages.